Welcome to the Rich Flow of Life podcast. Join Valerie Kinney, the award-winning authority author, as she takes you on a journey for your personal evolution. Valerie Kinney talks to enlightened featured guests who hold the keys to unlock your unique life situation. They each bring to the table their very powerful personal spin to inspire and empower you to learn to step up your game into the rich flow of life.
Well, hello everybody, I'm Valerie Kinney, and today our featured guest is Keith Mood, who I'm so proud, pleased, and honored to have joining us. You see, Keith is such a great spirit. He has a global perspective about everything, and he studied human behavior, and that stuff just really fascinates him to no end. So let me tell you just a little bit about him. He lives in South Africa with his wife, Barbara, and their three Labradors. And so I just want to let you know that Keith is what we call a leadership coach. Oh, yes, that's right. He helps leaders design business models that work effectively using the right strategies and the right structures along with his guidance to get the outcomes that are predictable and the ones that they want to achieve the ultimate in their business models. Now, Keith, to further expand on this, Keith works at the South African University. He teaches on this topic at the business school at the South African University. Now, let's look into this a little bit even further. For Keith tells me, leaders are always looking for ways to expand towards creating a sustainable future. They want to create a sustainable future. Therefore, he uses a process by which is called the triple bottom line. Oh, wow, that includes the three P's, people, the planet, and not just profit, but he helped leaders effectively change and improve their processes. And, you know, with times are always changing, you got to bend and go with the flow. So on that note, welcome, 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 Keith, to our program.
Thanks very much, Valerie. I'm very excited to be having this conversation with you, and thanks for inviting me onto your show.
Yeah, we're so proud to have you here, too. And, you know, Keith, this is such a fascinating topic because it's one of the things I really haven't had much experience with somebody being a leadership coach. What exactly is meant by that?
So, Valerie, what it is really helping people in leadership positions. And by the way, that doesn't really depend on somebody's job title. It's really about people that really want to make a difference in their organizations and find more meaning for themselves and higher job satisfaction. So it's really about using the coaching process, helping people answer powerful questions, is the way we often put it, to help them empower themselves and uncover for themselves good ways to go forward and to deal with the challenges that are facing them.
Gotcha. So, you know, we hear so much in today's world about coaching. You know, people spend a lot of time on coaches, and unfortunately, everybody's a good coach. What are your feelings about that in terms of the value of coaching?
Yeah, this is a hot topic for me. And for the last couple of years, there have been, I guess, quite a few ups and downs in the coaching profession. Firstly, people aren't entirely sure what coaches are and what they should be doing, and that includes the coaches themselves.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, that's sad but true. So there aren't, because it's quite a new way of helping people, there are a lot of coaches that really came into it from many disparate backgrounds and not necessarily through any structured training. There's no real barrier to entry. Anyone can just lose their job or even, you know, out of the best of intentions say, right, I'm a coach, but they may not be that effective. So there's a strong movement to make the profession more formal. And at the more professional end of it, certainly there are some tremendous people with great value to add that understand how to help people. And I guess I should point out, you know, because when we say coaches, people think of a sports coach that is the person who tells people what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But this kind of coaching isn't really that. You know, it's more like being a catalyst in a chemical reaction. A catalyst is needed for two other substances to have a reaction, but the catalyst itself doesn't change. So it's like you come in, you help people out, and then you go out again and they carry on in an improved way. And that's really what the coach should be about. I have a lot of business background I've had entrepreneurial success. I've had success in corporates. I've had a couple of real blow-up failures, which I have to say that they've helped me learn a lot more than the ones that succeeded. But it's not really about me. It's not really about me using my experience to show someone how to go forward. It's really about helping them find their own way. And coming to the value part, the first thing on the coaches side is people with credentials, with accreditation. There's a big organization called the ICF, the International Coaching Federation. It's based out of the US, and it's the largest coaching accreditation and qualification organization in the coaching profession. I'm fortunate. I've just been elected to the board of the ICF in South Africa, and I'll be.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, my prospectus or my manifesto, whatever the right word is, it was really all around saying, how do we demonstrate the value of coaching? And that's why I said in the beginning, it's really a hot topic for me, because whether it's in a business context, whether it's people looking to look at their careers with some guidance from a coach, whatever the situation, just like anything, we're investing time and money into it. We're looking for a service provider in the form of the coach that can really help us solve our challenge, help us answer those questions. And often it's this very touchy-feely, warm, fuzzy kind of thing that we all enjoy. But when we come out of it, have we actually got the value? Have we actually moved forward in terms of solving our challenges and moving on to our objectives? So that's where I focus. And it's really about saying, you know, even if it's about problems in team dynamics between a leader, a manager, and his team in a company, that's fine. We don't want that kind of conflict. So bring in a coach, help the coach work through, help the people resolve those differences if they can be resolved. But ultimately, from the organization's point of view, are we making more money? And, you know, as soon as you say that, people say, oh, you know, this is about people and their development and their happiness. But ultimately, that's what it's about. And so even if it's just saying to the organization, please spend this money on coaching because it'll bring this team back together, help us be more productive, we should always be saying, okay, what does more productive mean? Is it a sales team? Are they going to make more sales? Is it a leadership team? Are they going to inspire the people around them to actually achieve goals quicker, to reduce costs, to increase revenue, those kind of things? So that's what I'm saying about value coaching and making it quantifiable.
Okay. So when we say quantifiable, we're talking about in the areas of what? How, like you say, since we can't measure it, we're measuring it. I don't know if you use the word measure. Since we can't quantify it, then how do we know if we're making that progress or success? How would you know?
So somehow, somewhere, we've got to find something that's reasonably quantifiable.
And, okay.
Yeah, even if it's about saying, you know, I'm fairly junior maybe in an organization and I have certain tasks. Am I getting through them quicker? Am I more effective? If I'm whatever I'm being measured on in order to earn my bonus, or, you know, am I heading for a promotion? Whatever those things are that I've been employed to do, am I doing a more effective job towards them? And therefore, am I more valuable to the organization than I was before the coaching? So that's as far as possible where we try and make it quantifiable somehow.
Okay, so somehow you will make it quantifiable so you can measure and know that the progress is being made. You're going to know that this is much better than how we started out. We can see the significance and the improvement. It is here right before our very eyes. We don't have to guesswork at this. Now,
exactly.
All right, Keith, there's so many areas of coaching. You know, you got coaching versus leadership, coaching versus career, coaching versus business, versus. Is there any really difference between all of these?
Yeah, so Valerie, that's a great question. And, you know, I guess the answer is, like in so many things, yes and no. Yes, there is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
It's
you can
not
tell
just
I've been a consultant, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, when people talk about coaching, you get life coaches and they say, well, we look at the person, if they're a happier person in themselves, if they're more comfortable in their own skin, they'll be more effective in their various roles as a mother or a father or as a friend, as an employee, as a leader. And then you get people saying, well, I coach executives. And for me, it's all about how can they take their companies to the NASDAQ or how do they grow them? And then you have people saying, well, let me talk to the individuals about careers. They're not so happy at work. So let them talk to me and I'll help them work through that and possibly they need to move on, or they need to be more assertive in their career path and so on. But if you step back from all of those, ultimately we're dealing with people. And if the person's not happy in their job, is it them? Is it the job? Is it the company? Is it because they're not happy because they're arguing with their spouse every night? Is it because they felt they should have been, you know, the next Richard Branson and they aren't? You know, right. What is it? Ultimately, it's down deep inside that person. And so if there's something significant there, then it really doesn't help to focus only on their business performance. It really doesn't help to focus only on saying, oh, well, let's make you happier, because maybe they'll be tremendously happy. We give them all sorts of nice new coping and self-development techniques, but they're still in the wrong kind of job. So I guess what I'm saying is coaching, whichever the focus is, has got to look at the whole person. It has got to take into account that the answer for moving forward, becoming more happy, becoming more engaged in their work, becoming better in their relationships, professional and personal and others, then we've got to find those levers that help us unlock that those steps forward. And so if we say, I'm a business coach, you've got a life problem, go somewhere else. If we say, I'm a life coach, yeah, it's a business problem, go somewhere else. You know, I think we're doing a disservice.
Oh, I got you. So in other words, it's not compartmentalized like that. Like you say, life is life. It's a comprehensive package. You don't just get one piece of the puzzle and that's the picture. It's a whole comprehensive package that makes everything work. I got you, Keith. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, in the area of self-development over recent years, people have broken things off into various sectors, you know, to separate things out. And so you are working to construct it, bring it, pull all the pieces together. Are you having a hard time breaking through in that terrain, or is it pretty easy to go in and explain it to them just like you just explained to me?
Yeah, I think the message gets through. I guess, Valerie, I should qualify what I've just said, back off slightly, because not every coach, not every advisor is equally well-versed in all of those different areas. So if someone really has some kind of personality issue, you know, someone like myself who comes more from the business side, I understand how people work, but I have no psychology background. Then I would say to someone, look, before I can help you, there's something else in your life that really needs to be looked at, and I'm not the right person for it, so maybe I could refer you, or you need to go and find this kind of person. And equally, anyone who has a different focus, you know, should be responsible enough and mature enough to say to anyone who comes to them for coaching, look, I work in a specific area, you're a whole person. The part that's holding you back is not in my sphere of expertise. So you should maybe go look somewhere else first, and then we can maybe work together. So I don't think one coach or one advisor of any sort can be all things to all people. But nonetheless, if we only focus at our part, then we may get nowhere, we may cause frustration, we may not add any value to the person at all.
Wow. Well, like you said in the beginning, Keith, it's not just about, you know, your position or just your title. It's, you know, it's about people. It's all about people. So I guess this is to bring us to this part of the program as our time is winding down. And so as we near the very end now, Keith, I know, like you said earlier, that, you know, life is not just one side. It's not lopsided. We're people. We're people's person. So business is one part. And like you said, we need a personal life work balance. And so on the lighter side of things, I heard that you like to fly kites festivals around the world and you farming truffles. What is this all about?
Yeah, no, I've been fortunate and I'm privileged to have escaped city life. Five years ago, my wife and I moved out of town. I still travel a lot, but I was traveling anyway, living in the city. And now we live on a small farm. It's a part of South Africa called the Garden Route, because it really lives up to that name.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, just in my own personal development, I didn't want to end up stuck in the rat race of corporate life all the time. And it took 7 years, Valerie, to get to the point where we could make the break and live what some people would call a portfolio life. So part of it is working, part of it is working from home, part of it is traveling. But at the same time, yeah, I love to make kites, and there are these festivals around the world. I've been to 7 or 8 countries in the last couple of years just to fly kites.
That is so awesome. And what are the silent retreats all about?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure you'd agree, and many of the listeners, Valerie, but, you know, looking after oneself is so important. And the way that I've managed to do that is through building a meditation practice. And it's about the last almost 30 years since I've sort of actively done meditation. And so at least once a year, I take 10 days out of my life to go and do a silent retreat. It's a bit of introspection. It's a bit of letting go of the stresses and strains of the previous 12 months. And now that we know a lot more about neuroscience, what we know is that by doing that, it also helps your body, your brain regenerate, not just your body. So it allows those neural pathways to form. You know, there's so much good about it. And I must say, I regularly meditate. I actually run a meditation group as well so that I can kind of facilitate this kind of benefit for other people as well when I'm not traveling. And I have to say, I would say it's probably one of the single most important things that's helped me get this far in my life and be pretty happy.
So it actually makes you more effective as a coach and as a business advisor.
Absolutely. You know, as Stephen Covey wrote in his book, the Habits of Highly Effective People, he said, you've got to sharpen the saw. And that's what you've got to do. If you just keep on banging away, you're working with such blunt tools yourself. You become jaded and blunt that you're actually not really effective. So it's really about letting yourself get back in that recharged, sharp, top of your game state.
All right, getting to your optimal state. I hear you, Keith. So now I do want you to take this opportunity to let people know if they want to lead with impact. You are the go-to authority. So give us how we can get a hold of you and contact and hook into some Keith.
Thanks, Valerie. Thanks very much. Look, I spend a lot of my time on LinkedIn. I focus a lot of my social presence there. I'm on Twitter as well. And on both of those, you just look up Keith Mould and you'll find me. And I have a webinar every 2 weeks. And I actually, which we didn't mention, have this high performance coaching academy concept. So each week, every 2 weeks, we look at a different aspect of being a leader, how to influence people, how to communicate, how to, you know, become more effective, engage your team, and so on. If people get hold of me through LinkedIn or Twitter or my email address, keith.mould@kerascore, KERASCORE.com, then they can find, I'll give them details of the webinars. And I look forward to engaging.
Very cool. And I really love, Keith, it's the fact that you said this is anybody who wants to lead with impact. Anybody who wants to lead with impact, regardless of your job title, that's the person that Keith wants to talk to. That's the one he wants to hear from if you want to lead with impact, regardless of your job or your title, right?
That's it, Valerie.
Awesome. It's been amazing talking to you, Keith. I don't take lightly that you're taking your time out to spend with us today. And I just want to say for that, I love you dearly and goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks very much.
You have been listening to the Rich Flow of Life podcast with host Valerie Kinney. We're most appreciative you took the time to be with us. And thank you. For more action, go subscribe to Valerie Kinney Talks YouTube channel and like us on Facebook at Valerie Kinney Talks and follow us on Twitter at Valerie Kinney. Until next time, we love ya.